Tom, we asked the audience, you know, kind of a simple, basic question. Consider a patient with metastatic urothelial bladder cancer being considered for first-line therapy for metastatic disease, and assume the patient is asymptomatic. From the point of view of risk-benefit, what's the best therapy? The audience goes kind of with the evidence-based or guidelines-based approach would be cisplatin-containing therapy. Clearly, there's going to be a lot more toxicity than an anti-PD-1 antibody. We don't have maybe the kind of data we need. What's your take right now? You know, you think about the risks and the benefits, the fact that the patient is asymptomatic. Maybe you can launch them into a prolonged response with a checkpoint inhibitor with minimal toxicity. Yeah, the chance is less than with chemo, but anyhow.
So I think it's a good question. I think that we haven't, for individuals who are eligible for cisplatin-based therapy, we don't have any results from trials with immune checkpoint inhibitors. So that's a complete unknown. And therefore, if patients are eligible for cisplatin-based therapy, they should either receive that or take part in a clinical trial. And then there's this big group of patients who are not eligible for cisplatin-based therapy. And I think that's a complicated group of patients because we've got two studies that both show modest response rates with durable responses and really quite mixed survival data. And I think we just got to wait and see how these big randomized frontline trials pan out in this group of patients. But the difficulty that we have is that patients given the option of chemotherapy or immune therapy will want to have frontline immune therapy because the feeling is if you can go into a long-term durable remission, it's much better than the chemotherapy journey. And the chemotherapy journey is not a great one. Median survival is 15 months, and most of my patients want more than that. And so I think the patients I see, they come and say, I want to have the immune therapy. And I'm saying, well, if you've got liver metastasis, high burden of disease, rapidly progressive disease, actually we may need to get in control with chemotherapy first. That might be the right intervention. But they still are saying, well, you know, but then my survival is still only a year. I want more than that. I want that long-term durable remission. So we've got actually a very, very difficult time with this group of patients. It's probably the most difficult bladder cancer question we have right now.
And I know that you get the question not infrequently. I'm curious how you answer it. Like, what would you do if it were you, doc, or somebody in your family?
So I think if you've got rapidly progressive disease, it's aggressive, and you don't think you've got 12 weeks, if you don't think you've got that 12-week period, you know, when the patients say, oh, can I go on holiday for a couple of weeks? And you said, no, you need the treatment now. You know, those patients should get chemotherapy because the chemotherapy gets in control. And once you're in control, there's a debate about immune therapy. If they've got lymph node disease, they've had the disease for a few months, the CT scan shows minor progression, you know, a couple of lung mets, then yeah, have a go with immune therapy. And there's a 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 chance of going into a long-term durable remission, which would be a fantastic result. But if you get that wrong, you can lose patients on immune therapy who die quite quickly. And that's a pretty unpleasant situation for everyone.
So Peter, same situation in an older patient, we said 85. But again, asymptomatic. The audience now seems very strongly persuaded towards anti-PD-1, PD-L1 antibody. Peter, any thoughts?
I agree with the audience here. I mean, this is, I think, a clear case where the risk-benefit is going to be in favor of immune therapy. First of all, the patient's asymptomatic. Their renal function is certainly going to be below 60 in this case, so you're well justified using frontline immune therapy here, and these patients usually tolerate it quite well, and this patient has that chance that Dr. Powles is just talking about of really having a long-term benefit.
And Dave, agree with that? Or would you give the patient, say, 85-year-old man cisplatin?
Well, I try and work out whether the patient's cisplatin eligible or not. Now, the problem is that 85, even if they've got a normal creatinine, when you calculate them out, often their creatinine clearance is less than 60. So the patient may be cisplatin ineligible, in which case I think that I would go with the immunotherapy over a carboplatin-based regimen. But I would still be trying to give that patient some form of cisplatin chemotherapy if I could, because I think you do still lose the opportunity if they don't get it up front.